And then there were seven. That's how many Democrats will be up for consideration in Nevada's Democratic presidential caucus. But with so many candidates in the race, how are voters selecting a preferred candidate? KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with some voters in northern Nevada to find out.
This time of year, the mornings are chilly in northern Nevada. And on this particular morning, the nip seems to have kept a lot of people inside. It makes the normally busy portion of Virginia Street that runs through Midtown Reno seem particularly quiet. That is, except for the relatively small group huddled around one man, Tom Steyer.
And I've been to Reno a lot for a long time, but I don't think, I'm sure I didn't come here because I've never really been around a really.
Surrounded by cameras and a few supporters, the Democratic presidential contender walks down the street meeting with local business owners. Steyer is one of seven candidates looking to win big in Nevada next week, and he's likely the one banking hardest on the Silver State. The Bay Area billionaire has come to Nevada more than any other candidate remaining in the race. And analysis by the website 538 shows that he's spent millions on ad buys here in Nevada alone. But is it working?
So I still am keeping an open mind.
That's Kaya Stanley, a lawyer and one of the owners of Granite Street Eatery and Rue Bourbon. She's one of the entrepreneurs that met with Steyer on his tour. While she's not 100% behind him, she likes what he stands for. But it wasn't his ads that made the impression.
I took a poll on Washington Post poll, and he was my top match. So we're very aligned with everything, and so I think that I'm pretty close. But I'm still keeping an open mind yet.
For many, this election cycle poses a difficult choice. First, there's the sheer number of candidates. At one point, only a few months ago, there were more than two dozen Democrats vying for their party's nomination. With such a bloated candidate pool, positions on issues like health care, gun control, and climate change can often overlap. University of Nevada, Reno political science professor Jeremy Gelman says that can create further confusion.
When they're so ideologically close to one another, it's hard to necessarily disentangle which one is which. And I think that's actually why the candidates are having a pretty hard time distinguishing themselves, because no one's been able to say, you know, I'm for this thing, nobody else is for this thing, vote for me.
Research shows that voters use a variety of tools to help them decide who to support, but Gelman says it often comes down to ideology. A few blocks away, outside Hub Coffee, I find a voter firmly in Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's camp.
My name's Courtney Kelly, and and that's Millie, my dog, and I work at Whole Foods right now. Listening to debates, I did, you know, research on both what she believes and then also her history and what she's done. And I like her. I like the plans that she's laid out. I feel like she has laid out actual plans, which you don't always get. And so I appreciate that.
But a lot of voters may not be as engaged with nuances in policy. Instead, Gelman says they may find themselves drawn to the persona being projected by the candidates.
I think in a field where there are nuanced differences between everyone, the idea that, you know, Klobuchar is the level-headed bipartisan person and Mayor Pete has the, you know, the youthful skills of a millennial and Biden has the experience, like, yeah, I think those talking points probably do speak to some people where the policy differences are micro thin.
Inside the coffee shop, I find John Lawson waiting for his coffee. He's not exactly sure who he'll support in the caucus, but he's positive it'll be one of the more progressive candidates.
Sanders and Pete are like neck and neck with each other. I'm going to vote for Sanders. If Warren and Pete are neck and neck with each other, I'm going to vote for Warren. If Bernie and Warren are neck and neck, oh, coin toss. It's a caucus. Come on, man. This is Rochambeau time.
Candidates themselves, though, are not leaving it up to chance. They're frantically crisscrossing the state in the final days leading up to the caucus. And several campaigns have also announced a new round of ad buys. But whether that's enough to sway voters, that remains to be seen. Paul Boger, KUNR News.